Shabbat Shalom, this week's reading from the Torah is Parsha Zav. And the fire upon the Mizbeach shall be kept burning thereby, shall not go out, and the Kohen shall kindle wood on it every morning. Leviticus chapter 6, verse 5. No other offerings could precede the morning Olah. The first of the two Tamid offerings, made in the morning and the afternoon. Thus, every morning, the first order of business in serving Hashem for the Kohen included adding wood on the Mizbeach before offering up the Olah offering, according to the Talmud, Baba Kama 111a. According to the Talmud, as well, two logs of wood were added to the fire on the Mizbeach every morning and evening, Yoma 27b. Prior to this, in the morning, the remnant of ashes and the remaining parts of the Olah offerings from the previous night were first collected and set aside near the Mizbeach. This is the Mizbeach, the altar in the outer courtyard. The offerings were made. Then the Kohen changed out of his sacred clothes to used garments in order to bring those ashes outside to a pure place, according to Leviticus chapter 6, verse 4. The changing of garments signifies a delineation between the sacred and profane, and as much that transition from one service to another required different garments. The separating of the ashes, placing them in a pile next to the Mizbeach, was one service. Taking the ashes outside to a pure place was another. The second set of garments were bound to become soiled when bringing the ashes outside to the third camp. This was a designated area further away from the central location of the Mishkan, the tabernacle where Hashem's presence rested, in each camp going outwards an increasingly further perimeter around the Mishkan at its own level of holiness. That is primarily why the ashes were taken outside of the camp, because they were less holy than the offerings. This denotes an overall theme of sacred and mundane found in the Torah, as well as in our own lives. We are called to denote a difference between secular time, the 6 days of the week, and sacred time, the Sabbath. Also to bring an awareness of the Shekhinah, God's presence, into our lives. We need to create room for doing so in both time and space. Traditionally, we do this by attending a synagogue. However, we can also create our own place and time to connect to Hashem in private. Primarily, this awareness may be fostered by settling our minds and creating a space within ourselves in order to focus on our connection to Hashem. This may be done not only on Shabbat, rather also on other days of the week, by finding a little bit of quiet time for ourselves. To foster that connection to God is called hispodeitus, a type of meditation of the heart, whereof we speak to God from the words that arise within ourself. This is different from the prayer in the siddur, and yet it is also something found primarily among the Hasidim. In that manner, we may symbolically keep the fire of our personal avodah service to Hashem, which is prayer of the heart, burning on a continual basis. Each and every day, we should open ourselves up to the grace of Hashem, bestowed upon us according to his favor whether deserved or undeserved. Sometimes we may think that we're undeserving, and Hashem may look upon us and have grace and bestow His presence upon us anyway. For those of us who have no merit, which includes myself, because our sins overwhelm our attempts to do good, He has prepared a remedy hinted toward by the Peruma Adama, the offering of the red heifer. This offering was made outside the camp and brought up as an ola, completely consumed, offering on the Mizbeach. Its ashes were mixed with water and sprinkled using a hyssop branch to purify the contamination of death. Symbolically, our sins lead to death. They lead to a diminishment of our life, energy, and spirit. And the remedy that has been given to us to overcome both sin and death, even death itself, is through the renewal and redemption of our souls by way of teshuvah. And this is the remedy that God prepared for us even before He created the world. Shabbat Shalom.